This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India not only develops new technology but also adopts it rapidly, inaugurating the India AI Impact Summit 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi this morning. Prime Minister Modi said, India is the center of the world's largest tech pool. He said, it is a matter of pride for India and the Global South that the AI Summit is being organized in New Delhi. The Prime Minister said, in the course of human history, there have been certain turning points that shaped entire centuries. Mr. Modi said, these turning points set the direction of civilization and transform the pace of development. He said, AI is making machines intelligent and at the same time, it is multiplying human capabilities many times over.
Aaj kalpana karna mushkil hai ki aane wale samay is field mein kis tarah ki job paida hogi. AI ka future of work predefined nahi hai. Ye hamare nirnay par हमारे कोर्स ऑफ एक्शन पर निर्भर होगा. मैं समझता हूँ हमारे लिए फ्यूचर ऑफ वर्क एक नई अपॉर्चुनिटी है. ये ह्यूमंस और इंटेलिजेंट सिस्टम्स के साथ मिलकर काम करने का युग है.
Addressing the event, French President Emmanuel Macron said, India built something that no other country in the world has built. He said a digital identity for 1.4 billion people, a payment system that now processes 20 billion transactions every month, and health infrastructure that has issued 500 million digital health IDs.
Last year, when France and India co-hosted the AI Action Summit in Paris, we set a global guiding principle for technologies that would transform our societies and our economies. Artificial intelligence will be an enabler for our humanity to innovate faster. Healthcare, energy, mobility, agriculture, public services, for the good of mankind. Both of us believe in this revolution.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said AI must belong to everyone. He said future of AI cannot be decided by a handful of countries.
AI must belong to everyone. We must replace hype and fear with shared evidence and close knowledge gaps. I urge member states, industry and civil society to contribute to the panel's work. Launching a global dialogue on AI governance within the United Nations, where all countries, together with the private sector, the academia and the civil society, can have a voice.
Welcoming the world leaders attending the summit, Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the government is working on all the five layers of the AI stack. He added that the government treats compute as public good.
AI is a foundational technology. It is already transforming how we work, learn and make decisions. Our Honorable Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji believes that the true value of technology lies in ensuring that its benefits reach the masses. Our Prime Minister's vision is to democratize technology, deploy it at scale, make it accessible to all.
In Jammu and Kashmir, at least five suspected persons have been detained for questioning amid intensified search for a gangster who remained at large after escaping a juvenile home, along with two Pakistani inmates in Jammu. Karjeet Singh, alias Gugu, and two Pakistan citizens attacked police personnel and fled from the juvenile home around on Monday. Two cops were injured in the incident. However, both the Pakistani nationals were arrested on Tuesday near Ambala railway station in Haryana while heading for Nepal. Singh, who is believed to be the mastermind of the escape, is still at large and efforts are on to arrest him. 11 fishermen who were arrested by the Sri Lankan Navy and released from Sri Lankan prison reached Chennai. Of the 11 fishermen, 4 hailed from Ramanathapuram and other 7 fishermen belonged to Nagapattinam and Mayiladuthurai districts. They were arrested in July last year and were caught by the Sri Lankan Navy for trespassing into international waters. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and Nifty, were trading with modest losses in forenoon trade today after many broad sectoral indices turned red following a weak positive opening due to profit booking. And that is the end of this news bulletin.